I'm joined by Lena Shami from the Damascus Media Office. Lena, give us an update on the fighting in and around the capital.
Well, today clashes started early in the morning. They started nearly at 9 o'clock in the morning. The sounds of shelling were unlike the usual shelling that we hear on Daraya and the southern districts. We later contacted our correspondents on the ground, the Free Syrian Army leaders on the ground. They told us that today was the beginning of the operation for several brigades and battalions of the Free Syrian Army, and the operation takes place in northeast Damascus, in Qaboun, in Jobar, in Abbasiyin Square, and in Berzeh. All of these areas now in northeast Damascus are witnessing clash between the Free Syrian Army and the regular army, or as we call it, Assad Army. Several checkpoints were today liberated or destroyed. One of the most important checkpoints that were destroyed is Hermillet checkpoint. This checkpoint is very important because it is the connection between Damascus suburbs and Damascus, the capital. It was completely destroyed. Two tanks were also destroyed near it. So today, this was a big and huge step for the Free Syrian Army. Other checkpoints were also destroyed, but we still have no more news about the Free Syrian Army, whether they are going to move into Damascus or whether they're going to stay at the outskirts. It all depends on the ground and the fights between them and Assad's army.
Have you witnessed any of the clashes, heard any of the explosions?
I have not witnessed the clashes myself because they are a little bit far from me, but I can hear the explosions and the sounds of shelling, because also when the Free Syrian Army started their operation, other areas also started doing movement and having movement on the ground. And this was, I was told by Free Syrian Army that they did not plan for it, but it all happened because the battalions and brigades wanted to support each other. So now Hajar al-Aswad, this is in the southern district, there is so much shelling going on there in order, as it is a try or an attempt by the regime to stop the movement, the military movement carried out by the Free Syrian Army in these areas. They're trying to support the main operation that happened this morning.
Does this sound to you like the start of a battle for Damascus?
Yeah, we can never tell. We thought that the battle started a long time ago, but it stopped at one point. So we don't want to rush into things or into speculations. We want to take it one step at a time. We're contacting leaders from the Free Syrian Army. This is what they are also telling us. But they are saying that this could be the beginning of something big, and we hope for this to be true.
Has there been any word on casualties?
No, not yet.
None at all?
Yes, that is about it. That's about it.
And just, can you just pinpoint, you mentioned that checkpoint, just describe exactly where that is on a map.
Well, it is on northeast Damascus. It is located on Jobar. Jobar is in the outskirts of Damascus, and it's the connection between Damascus suburbs and Damascus, the capital. It is a very critical area because the regime was trying since the beginning to isolate this area because it feared that more fighters from the suburbs would enter through Jobar into central Damascus. So this is why this area is very, very important. And this is why Al-Abbasiyin Square is very important too, because it's near Jobar. So if you look at in the map, if you try to imagine it, we have Damascus suburbs or Eastern Ghouta, and then you have Jobar, and then you have Jobar, of course, it is at the outskirts of Damascus, and then you have Al-Abbasiyin Square. It is like one point after another. Once you finish from front, you move into the second front. Now, the regime is so afraid that the Free Syrian Army would reach to the front that is Al-Abbasin Square, because they would be literally inside the capital. So this is very dangerous for them. So many clashes took place in Abbasin Square today. So many rumors were told about taking over Al-Abbasin Square by the Free Syrian Army. But we confirmed that this is not true. Clashes are still on the go, but the Free Syrian Army did not yet take control of this area.
What's the security presence like in the city?
Very huge security presence. We have been witnessing the security presence from weeks now. And moreover, now in Damascus and in Mezzeh, the area which I'm located in, it is in West Damascus, I can see so many Shabiha moving around. And we have something that we call popular groups or popular committees. Those are pro-regime committees. They are formed by pro-Assad people or from Shabiha. When I walk in the streets nowadays, I see these people and I know that they are carrying guns with them because they are ready to attack any attempt for any demonstration or attack any members of the Free Syrian Army. In case they are in Mezzeh. And now, I don't know if you can hear, this is the sound of the shelling. This is the shelling coming or targeting Daraya. There is non-stop shelling on Daraya for weeks and weeks now, and it is intensifying day by day. But still, the Free Syrian Army tells us that the regular army or Assad army are not making any advancements in Daraya, and the Free Syrian Army is still in control of Daraya. So if you look at the whole picture today, we have Daraya, we have the southern districts are on the move, we have northeast Damascus are on the move. So it is like a crescent around Damascus that is all on the move now. So many fights, so many fronts, we don't know what tomorrow will be like. The Free Syrian Army keeps saying that they will do more operations in the future, but we don't know if this is going to be the real ending battle of Damascus.
Do you think this operation has been timed to undermine the political initiative to have dialogue with the Assad regime?
On the contrary, it's not to undermine this political dialogue. It is rather to enforce this dialogue. To tell you the truth, the situation on the ground, people here, they are relying on the military movement on the ground, on the Free Syrian Army military movement, because they know that this is the decisive factor in the whole revolution, the military force, because they believe, people here believe, that the Syrian regime will not be toppled peacefully or politically. It will only be toppled by force, because they use force, so you need to use force against it to remove it. Now, the political dialogue, some people here are with it, some people are against it, but from the people I talk, they are mostly with it. They say that let's have these two lines going together, the military movement on the ground and the political dialogue outside. We hope that they both enforce each other so we can reach the least damage to the country and to Syria and especially Damascus, the capital, as we can.
Okay, Lina, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Matthew. You're most welcome.